Okay.
For this Haribo. So Ambarish Maharaj, he decided to do Ekadashi Vrata for one full year.
Okay, he and his wife were doing. After one full year, he took bath. I mean, every day he used to take bath. But it's said that he took bath in Yamuna and he came to do Maha Abhishek of the deity of Krishna. And then what did he do? He offered 60 crores of cows. 60 crore of cows. With each cow, the horn was gold plated and the hoofs were silver plated, and the cows of the milk bags were full. Yeah. 60 crore. Crore means it's a big number. Okay. Yeah. Horns. The cows. Horn was covered with gold, and the hoofs. The cow's hoofs. Hoofs of a cow. The legs, you can say. Hoof. That was the. Maybe. I don't know in Marathi what it is called. Okay. So that was covered with silver. So 60 crores of cows he gave to Brahmanas. And each cow was decorated so beautifully. The cow was wearing beautiful garments, everything. And he gave the cows to the Brahmanas. Then he served all the Brahmanas prasad. All the so many Brahmanas. Then after that, now he decided, now I will break the fast. It was just that also water cup. Drinking water. After one full year, after doing all these austerities, he was going to drink water. At that time, Duravasa Muni came. Duravasa Muni, he is very great ascetic. He came and now he has to honor him also. So Ambarish Maharaj offered his respects to him and then he said, please sit down and honor Prasad. So he said, I have to do my regular duties. I have to go to, have to take bath and do all my this thing, pranams and all, and then only I can come. Okay. So Duravasa Muni went to take bath in Yamuna. At that time, Ambarish Maharaj's time was going. Actually, Dwadashi day, there is a time for breaking the fast. Always. Every time, whenever you observe Ekadashi fast, the next day Dwadashi, there is a time. You have to break in that time. Otherwise, there is no use of fasting. So this, what did this come? So what did he do? Okay. So what did he do? He was just about, he thought the time is going. So if he doesn't take one spoon of water also in that time, then there's no use for all this fasting. That is why consulting all the senior devotees, he took one spoon of water and he accepted that. So this way he broke his fast. But then Duravasa Muni came. Duravasa Muni came to know through his powers, because he was a very great Muni. So they know everything, what is happening. So he knew that Ambarish Maharaj accepted one spoon of water. So this is a disrespecting a Brahmana. Whenever a Brahmana comes to your house, you have to first offer him everything, then only you can accept even a spoon of water. So Duravasa Muni got angry. What did he do? From his hair, he pulled out his hair and he put something in the ground, and from that a big Rakshasa came out. A very fearful Rakshasa. It's described in Srimad Bhagavatam. His eyes were blazing red and very fearful, very big Rakshasa came. And that Rakshasa, he was very devouring. He went near Ambarish Maharaj. So what happened? Immediately Sudarshan disc, which was gifted to him by the Lord himself, it came and it killed that Rakshasa in no second. And then that Sudarshana disc followed Duravasa Muni. It was blazing like fire. Can you imagine? the blazing that comes out from Sudarshan disc is like 1000s of suns rising at the same time together. More than that, just imagine that Sudarshan Chakra was following Duravasa Muni, and Duravasa Muni was running now. He was such a big Muni, but this Chakra was following him. He was running. He ran through all the directions, through the skies, through the oceans, through all the places, through the three worlds. Then he went to Brahmaloka. He thought, okay, I'll take help of Brahmaji. He went and he offered obeisance. Even in Brahmaloka, the Sudarshan was behind him. And he went and offered obeisances to Brahmaji. He said, oh Brahmaji, please protect me from this. Brahmaji said, all my respects to Sudarshan Chakra, I am a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma said, I cannot do anything. This is the Lord's Chakra. I cannot do anything. I am his servant. Can a servant do anything before the master's weapon? No. He said, I cannot do anything. I am really sorry. So you... Then he started running. He couldn't bear the heat that was coming from Sudarshan Chakra. So he started running. He went to Shivaloka. He went and offered obeisances to Shri Lord Shiva. He said, oh Lord Shiva, please protect me. Lord Shiva said, I am also servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I can't do anything. This is Sudarshan Chakra. This is the Lord's Chakra. You do one thing, you go to the Lord. Only the Lord can protect you. So then he went to Vishnu Loka. There is the Lord. He went to Vishnu. And he offered obeisances. He offered prayers. He said, oh my Lord, please protect me from the Sudarshan Chakra. So then Vishnu said that, you think I am in the control? No. You know, Vishnu is controlled by whom? His devotees. Open the door. Come. So Vishnu, he is controlled. Please come. Come, come. So Vishnu is controlled by his devotees. He said, I am under the control of my devotee. I cannot do anything. Please sit down. Please sit down. Yeah, please sit down. So he said that I cannot do anything. I am under the control of my devotees. If you really want some protection, you better go to Ambarish Maharaj. So then Duravasa Muni, he went through all the places, all the lokas, and by the time he came back to Ambarish Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj was still standing like this. 1 year passed. Another year passed now. He has just taken one spoon of water, that's all. He is waiting. And Duravasa Muni came. He went and put Dandavat to. You know what is the meaning of Dandavat?
Yes.
Dandavat means, you know, Danda means a stick. Isn't it? When you drop the stick, how it falls? Completely. That is how you should fall in front of the Lord. So then he fell in front of Ambarish Maharaj and said, please forgive me. I did not know the power of your devotion. Please forgive me. So Ambarish Maharaj felt very bad because he was a devotee. A devotee never accepts himself as a great. So he took Duravasa Muni, he embraced him, and then he said, you please honor Prasad. Unless the Brahmana took the Prasad, he will not take the Prasad. So then he offered Duravasa Muni Prasad, everything. And then after that, after Duravasa Muni was satisfied, and then Ambarish Maharaj and his wife accepted Prasad. So this is the quality of a devotee. He was not jealous. He was so tolerant, isn't it? And one who tolerates everything, Krishna loves him. So this is one quality. And one more story I want to tell, but it's already 12. Yes. One more? Okay, fast. Okay, this is Mrigari. This is the story of Mrigari. There was a hunter called Mrigari. Once Narada, he went to Vaikuntha. He saw the Lord, and then while coming from Vaikuntha, what did he do? He saw, he came to Prayag, a place where all the three rivers meet. He took bath over there, and while he was coming through the forest, he saw three animals. He saw one rabbit, one bear, and then one deer. And all the three, there was an arrow shot on them, and they were suffering. They were half killed, understood? They were half killed and they were suffering. Their legs was paining, their hands was paining, and they were crying. So Narada, being compassionate to devotees, he thought to everyone, he thought, who is the cause of this thing? And he was trying to follow the path.
And then he saw that there was a hunter who was looking, he was very black in color, and he was hiding behind the trees, and he was ready to shoot his arrows on the different other animals. So then Narada, instead of following the regular path, he followed the other path, and he came to that hunter, and he said, "What are you?" And because he came, all the animals got scared and they went away. The hunter said, "Why are you coming from this path?" All the animals went away. I was nicely shooting them and I was having so much fun. So Narada said, "What is this? Why are you killing the animals half? I mean, why? Either you kill them completely or you don't kill them. They are suffering. See, when you are killed, it's okay. But when you suffer, when you get the pain, that is more unbearable." So he said that it is my family's business. We feel very happy when we kill one animal and half kill. So then Narada said that from henceforth you don't do like this. You completely kill the animals. Then after that, Narada told that hunter said, "Okay, what do you want? I have so many skins of all these animals, I'll give you these things." So then that hunter said, Narada said, "I don't want all these things. I just want to tell you something." So he said, "Okay, tell me." So he said that, "Do you know how much sin you have done by killing all these animals?" So then that hunter was unpadgavar, what he will know? He thought, sin? So then Narada said, "Yes. See, you are killing all these animals in this lifetime. But in next lifetimes, each of this animal will come in different lifetime and kill you. That is the law. Law of nature. If you kill one animal, that animal is going to come and kill you." So then, "No, is that so? So then, what should I do now? I have collected so many sins. I have killed so many animals." So then Narada said, "Do one thing. You leave whatever, because he was a hunter, he had collected lot of money now in his wherever he was staying. He said, leave that house, whatever possessions you have, you distribute to the brahmanas, and your wife, you come and stay near here. There's a river over there. You come, you build a small cottage here and you stay here." So then the two brahmanas, he said, "Okay." And he said, "You also have a tulasi plant and then you stay here." So then he said, "Okay," and he came. He gave up everything. He said, "But how will I get my earnings?" Narada said, "You stay there and you chant the holy names of Krishna every day." And he said, "How will I get my food?" And then, "You don't worry, I will make arrangement for you." So then immediately that hunter, he left everything. He came at the banks of the river. He built a cottage. He was living a simple life over there. And he had a tulasi plant also. Then what happened? Every day people came to know over there that one hunter has become a sage. He's chanting the names of Krishna every day. Hunter becoming a sage. So then everyone, every day, whenever they come to see a sage, you don't go empty handed. One used to bring rice, one used to bring dal, one used to bring vegetables, one used to bring fruits. So he had so many belongings, it was more than enough for them. And he started chanting the names of the Lord so nicely that after few months, Narada, he took another Muni called Parvata Muni. They both came to see this hunter. Narada said, "Let me go and see how he has changed now." So then Narada and Parvata Muni came, and the moment this Mrigari saw them, he just got up. He wanted to offer obeisance. Narada has come, so I want to go and offer obeisances. But while going, in between in the road, he had one small broom. And he was doing, with his cloth, he was just doing like this in the road and going all the pathway. He was doing all like this and going towards the Narada. So then they thought, why is he behaving like this while coming to this one? You know what he said? That in the path was full of ants. So if I walk on that, the ants will be killed. So I didn't want to kill the ants. 2 minutes. So the point is, he was such a killer, hunter, who was killing the animals. Now he didn't want to hurt even a small ant. This is how a devotee is. Understood? So we all can become devotees how? By Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mataji, kukru. Okay. Yeah. And next. Wait. In line, all of you sit down. Senior KG first. Good senior KG. You all sit down. Tell Mataji to come. Mataji, you give this to all the children. Give one to everyone. And say Hare Krishna while taking. And you all come here. To everyone. Come here. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Take that also. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. What's her name?
Should not come
like this. Hare Krishna. You like the class inside? Hare Krishna. So come every Sunday, okay? You like the class inside? Come every Sunday. Hare Krishna.
Every day.
I'll tell to your mother. From 18th October to 24th October, everyday class will be there. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hey, one second, only one thing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hey, wait.
What? Ma'am, in our class, 22 is last day.